Hello and welcome to the Lost World of Short Stories. I am your host, Lauren Tate, and today I'm coming to you with my last literature nugget, where I share a piece of literature that I wrote along with a short reflection. This is the last one, guys. I'm so excited. And before I get into it, I want to make the usual announcement that if you enjoy this podcast, you enjoy Feature Fridays or these short Wednesday episodes, tell us about it. You can review the podcast on the Anchor app, Apple Podcasts, CastBox, and on my website, laurentatebooks.com. There's a page for testimonials, and if you want to see what other people are saying about it. And if you hover over it, there's a subpage called Review. The page is just a short, simple review form. You write your review and click submit. It's super easy. The review comes to my email and I post it the next day. Reviews are important for any business. They help bring new customers, and in this case, new listeners. I hope to grow this community here at The Lost World of Short Stories. And with your review, we can accomplish that goal. Also, if you are a Black woman who writes poetry, short stories, personal essays, spoken word, or my new favorite that we are welcoming on the podcast, skits. Yes, I said skits. Of any genre, if you are a Black girl or Black woman and you write or you know someone who does, listen to our super short bonus episodes titled Open Submissions, Black Women Writers, and Calling Black Women Indie Authors and Singer-Songwriters to be featured on Season 2 of The Lost World of Short Stories. All submissions need to be turned in by March 6th. Y'all don't want to miss out on being a part of Season 2, okay? Because it's getting bigger, it's getting better. We're creating over here. We're coming up with new different ways to bring this content to you, and I'm just so excited. So, you know, you just don't want to miss out on being a part of Season 2 as a writer, as a self-published author, as a singer, as a songwriter, to be featured on this podcast. Or, you know, if you just want to voice act on the show, if you are excited to read other people's work, we have that as well. So I really want to hear from you guys, because your story is definitely worth telling. And as we know, Season 1 of The Lost World of Short Stories is coming to an end, right? Because we are opening up for Season 2. And it's really coming to an end because there is only one more episode to go. This Friday, which is our glorious Feature Friday. We start on Feature Fridays, we end on Feature Fridays. And so you don't want to miss any of it. So get excited because we will be back. And now, moving on. This is my last reading from my book, Fragments of a Full Memory. I've so much enjoyed our time together and just sharing my work with you all. I know these literature nuggets have been super helpful to some to understand the context, of some of the poems, and to hear them, being read. So thank you for purchasing the book, and thank you for listening. For those who want to purchase Fragments of a Full Memory or are planning to purchase it, it is available as an ebook and paperback on Amazon. I'm still getting pictures from people who are buying it and they're getting it in the mail. So I'm super excited about that and just happy to share my world with you guys. And if you missed any of my literature nuggets this season, go back and listen to them. It's only 10 to 15 minutes for each one, if that. They're short bursts of honesty and vulnerability and light and love. And literature nuggets will be back. They will be back for Season 2. I'm really excited. New books, new topics. I am continuing to brainstorm and to create for you all so that we, as a community, continue to succeed and grow and thrive. And I'm just really excited. And now for my last reading for Season 1, I thought it would be a great idea to read a poem I titled I Dare You, which can be found on page 13 for those that have the paperback copy. My hope is that as you listen to the words of this poem that I'm about to read, that you find the strength and the courage to live life just a little bit more. To set aside and pursue a dream, a career, a certain position, a certain hobby, whatever it is that would benefit you and help take you to the next level, that this poem would encourage you to do it. So I hope you enjoy this reading, and I will be back to say my last final words about Fragments of a Full Memory. Okay. I dare you. I dare you to live fully. I dare you to talk to a stranger who looks compelling and takes your breath away. I dare you to live your dream when people tell you you can't. I dare you to love passionately, with no apologies and tons of mistakes. I dare you to say what you've always wanted to say. I dare you to write your own story instead of someone writing it for you. I dare you to try something new that you've always wanted to try. I dare you to be fearless in the face of your greatest fear. I dare you to be vulnerable. I dare you to travel and see the world. I dare you to be comfortable in your own skin. I dare you to be you, whoever that is. I hope you guys enjoyed that reading. I really enjoyed writing it. You guys know, as I talk about this book, Fragments of a Full Memory, that I wrote 5 years ago, right when I was 20 years old and in relationships and in school, in a relationship and dealing with school troubles and insecurities and body issues and sexual abuse and just a lot of different things that had remaining pieces on my life and that were starting to become a problem in my life that I was just trying to work through. When I was writing this book, it really just helped me to evolve and to grow and to know and understand what self-love and self-acceptance was to me and for me, so that I was able to not just believe that it was a thing, but I was able to believe that I could receive it, you know, to believe that I could change and transform into a young woman who I've always wanted to be. And so that's what I truly hope for, you know, any girl or woman that listens to this, that listens to this episode, that has the book, that reads this piece, that listens to the piece over and over, because it's a simple piece, but I think it's so powerful because it's easy to say, you know, I dare you to do this and to live your life to the best of, you know, the best that you can, and to want to live it more fully. It's easy to say that, but to really get down to why you can't take the next step, why you are afraid to, believe in something more for yourself. It's harder, right, to get to the bottom of that and to really understand, like, wow, it's because I have this anger inside of me, or it's because I have this fear, or it's because I wasn't able to forgive a person for this problem, or to forgive yourself for something. Those are the things that hold us back from living the life that we can live. And I think, as I was talking about in previous episodes, that, you know, reflection and what is self-love and self-acceptance, and it's really asking yourself those hard questions, right? Bringing it full circle back to self-love is not a phase, which is the first episode of this podcast, and reflection and journaling and just understanding that you have to go back, you have to pull those pieces out from the ground and really understand, how did I get this far? How did I get like this? You know, what's going on around me? Because that healing is important. And if you don't talk about it, then we can't heal properly. And so this poem, which is near the end of the book, or actually it's kind of in the beginning. Yeah, I placed it in the beginning of the book. It's really a poem for any place of the book, actually. And I really do love and connect with this poem, because when I wrote it, I was daring myself to live more fully, to walk in my purpose, to know who I was, to be confident in my identity, not just me as a being, but me as a follower of Christ, me, you know, as a Christian, as a woman of faith as well, because it was in God that I was able to find out who I am and to even come to you guys on this podcast, to create this podcast, to write this book. to engage and talk with other Black women and help share their story, right? Because there's a lot of women who can't help share other people's stories because we have a lot of competition with other women, because we're jealous of other women, because we're constantly comparing ourselves with other women. And it's like, let's be free of that. I mean, this platform is living and breathing to know that in the space that we are in as women, as a community, as authors, as writers, as dreamers, as artists, that we can come together and create something so much more beautiful than what we could have created alone by ourselves, worrying about our own success when we can succeed together. And so I think that's the main piece, you know, the main thing that I want you to get out of this poem and, you know, these literature nuggets and Feature Fridays and just this whole platform of the Lost World of Short Stories. First of all, that everything here on this platform is not lost. You know, maybe we were at one point, but by speaking to each other, by listening to each other's words, by being in conversation with one another on, you know, social media and different platforms like that, we are engaging with each other and we're helping each other grow and heal and to know that we're not alone. And I think that's so important and that's so key to everything that I stand for, that everything that this platform stands for. I wanted it to extend a hand and say, hey, I hear you, I see you, and I want to be a part of what you're doing. And I'm just very glad that we've made it this far. Like I said, I started this podcast literally on January 13th, guys. Me and my mom were just talking about how fast this has happened because I had the idea in, what, December. First episode aired January 13th, and I mean, here we are finishing a whole season one, and people are getting excited for season two, and it's just been a really fast journey, and I forget how quick this has happened. It's not like it's been 6 months or a year. Like this, it's barely been a month. So I thank you for the love and support. I hope that you go back and re-listen to these episodes. I know I do. I hope that you pull something different from them. I hope that you continue to share with other Black women, even people who aren't Black, who, you know, need more exposure or just want to know what we're up to, what things are happening in the world. And yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it. So I'm just really happy. I'm writing books, I'm working on books, I'm coming up with topics and all sorts of things for Wednesday, you know, for these literature nuggets on Wednesdays. And of course, you guys know I'm always super excited about Feature Fridays. We got things in the works. Things are happening. They're moving. It's about progression over here. It's not about being perfect, but that we progress and that we are vulnerable and that we're honest with our mistakes, and so that we just learn and we grow. And yeah, I'm really excited. I'm really happy. And just closing out, lastly, you guys know what it is. I mean, make sure to like this episode, you know, add it to your favorites, put it in your playlist, and share it, guys, because I want this to be known across the world. Like, I think we can reach people in other countries, as we've already have, you know, Vietnam, Sweden, France, Mexico. People have been tuning in. However they got here, they've been tuning in. Whether they're Black women or not, they've been tuning in. And so I just want to continue that. Let's continue to reach people. Let's encourage them that we want to hear their stories, you know, from wherever they are. So, you know, just share it with somebody. Share it with somebody you know and don't know. And introduce someone to the wonderful world that is the Lost World of Short Stories. And like I said before, get excited for season two. And always, always remember that you are important, you are loved, and your story is worth being told.